flavored, you know. But you're all adults. There's no reason you can't understand that renunciation is all it's about and nothing else. There's no reason to be confused. But it isn't negative. Renunciation means you become willing to let go of what isn't true, what isn't real, and what isn't you. And it turns out that most of what we're carrying is that. The untrue, the unreal, and the not us. Because we've been trained, we've been programmed, we've been habituated, we've been filled from birth and even before birth with all kinds of programs and ideas and leanings. And we think this is us. We experience ourselves as our preferences. But these preferences are pre-programmed. They're not yours. They're not you. But they're so deep, they're so ingrained, they're so taught from the very beginning in so many ways, verbal and nonverbal and every other, culturally instilled, familially instilled, that we don't recognize it. It feels to us like us. It feels like that's who I am, but it's not. It doesn't take a lot of thinking for intelligent people to quickly get it that can't be who you really are. There's got to be something that's before that, that's more the essential you. And you can't get to it without getting rid of that other stuff. And that's renunciation. Getting rid of the false you. Being willing to let go of what feels like safe and secure because we hide out in it. And being willing to step into a different light. In that sense, that's what I mean by it's not negative. It's only getting rid of extra baggage. It's only getting rid of what isn't yours in the first place. It's getting rid of all the garbage that's been piled on top that keeps us confused, keeps us in suffering, keeps us away from what's real. And it's everybody's dilemma, but only a rare few are willing to renounce, get to the point in a lifetime where the willingness is there to say, okay, I don't want to settle for the false. I don't want to settle for what isn't real. I don't care what you call it, truth, God, self-realization, whatever it is, I want what's real. I don't want the fake life. Very few people in every generation come to that point. So if that has any meaning for you, and it probably has tremendous meaning for every person in the room, you are the select few. It doesn't make you special in the sense of you're better than someone, but it does make you very special in the sense that you're a tiny minority on the entire planet who have come to a point of maturity, of spiritual awareness, that you're able to recognize what matters. You may not have every answer, you may not be clear about it, doesn't matter. You are on the tip of unspeakable possibilities. This is your great good fortune. This is grace itself. So be glad. You have much reason to be glad whether you are aware of it or not. I'm just trying to get you to be more aware of it.
I have a question.
Please.
Regarding that. Well, I feel like I struggle a certain amount in relationship to that, what you just talked about, and my relationships with the world around me. It's like when I'm here and I'm surrounded by the people that I feel safe with and at home with and like-minded, it's definitely come.